Welcome back to the AMR studio. Live inside Petco Park, this is Padre Social Hour.
Welcome back, Padre Social Hour, presented by United Airlines. Going to take a quick step aside from the big league team and talk about some guys that are hopefully future big league Padres. Minor league affiliate report, John Conniff of Mad Friars joins us on the Cholula Hotline. John, I believe you are in El Paso, Texas, home of the Chihuahuas. How are things there?
Great. It's a beautiful park. It's right up there with Fort Wayne Park Feed Field.
Yeah, no, it's supposed to be just an incredible place. I want to ask you about a catcher, which wouldn't necessarily feel like the place to start when we talk about the minor league affiliates for the Padres, but Rocky Gale has really done some nice things at the bat. Triple-A this year. We know about the defense. We've heard about the defense. But with Austin Hedges being promoted to the big leagues earlier this year, it's really opened up an opportunity for him.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people were kind of on the fence because Rocky had a good year last year offensively. He got the most plate appearances he ever did. And they were thinking he kind of projects more as a backup catcher. So a lot of people were kind of on the fence about who to promote, him or Hedges. What Rocky's done real well is he understands really what type of hitter is. He kind of takes the ball out of the field and doesn't try for too much power. And defensively, as you said, I mean, he is, if Austin Hedges is the best catcher in the system, then Rocky's about number 1A. I mean, has a real nice setup. He's very athletic behind the plate. He doesn't really look like a catcher because he's 6'1", 180, but he's a very, very fun guy to watch.
So who are your other prospects that you think that could make it from El Paso?
Well, I think, you know, as you know, Bill, since you report on the minor leagues, too, most of these guys are people I think who can more come up and help the team rather than some, you know, giant prospect. Probably the biggest one is Colin Ray, who's in the futures game right now, a 6'5", 220 pitcher. He's got a really good fastball, good two-seamer, and he should be pretty high on the prospect list next year. And then as for position players, you know, Alex Dickerson's had a nice year. Cody Decker's always in the conversation when we're talking about guys. Jake Gilbert, Tommy Medica. A lot of these guys could go on a big league squad, I think, and, you know, really help the team win.
John Conniff on Twitter, at Mad Friars.
You know, there are two things there. One, I have a feeling that we're going to see Ray in the rotation with the Padres sometime this year, probably in September. And the other thing is, I just can't figure out what position Decker would play if you did bring him up.
Well, Cody, as you know, for his career, has been a first baseman. And this year when they moved Brett Wallace up, they told him he was going to be the everyday third baseman. And I think for the first time, they actually brought in an infield coach to help him out. You know, Cody's not bad defensively at third base in terms of if a ball is hit to him and he has a good pair of hands. Where he kind of is struggling a little bit right now, while we've seen a couple of errors, just getting the footwork down at third. But, you know, to Cody's credit, I mean, he's played maybe about three or four games at third before this. He never played there in college. He last played there in high school. So, I think the part where Cody could help the team is he's a decent first baseman. He's a better catcher than most people think, and he can play third, and he's even played some corner outfield spots. So to me, he seems like he'd probably be a decent fit on a National League squad, and, you know, he's got some power, as we all well know.
Yeah, Cody Decker, I think, you know, for a lot of fans, they know about him because of, A, the power numbers, and 1A, to steal a term you just used, because of his personality. You know, and Twitter
right.
And all the fun stuff that he does. But having gotten to be around him in spring training the last couple of years, I mean, the guy takes this stuff really, really seriously, the baseball. You know, I mean, he's not just about joking around. And you see him work his tail off. That's a Chihuahua pun. When it comes to his defense and trying to get better. And even in spring training this year, I remember he made a couple of really nice kind of flashy plays at first base where we saw him a little bit. So, I mean, this guy is a serious baseball player. I don't know that everybody realizes that all the time.
Well, you know, on Wednesday, it was the first night I got in here, and Cody made a pair of errors at third base. And so I had to get to the park a little earlier. And Cody was, when I came here, I think it was around like 2:30, Cody was already out there with the coach, and he had been taking about 100 ground balls and working on his throws. So, you know, he does a lot of things with social media. He's got a very fun personality. But I think you're absolutely right, Jesse, in terms of, you know, he really works hard at baseball. And you know, the thing about Cody is my phrase I've used, he's kind of consistently inconsistent, is that he's going to go through the peaks and valleys in any season. But when you look at the numbers on a year-on-year-out basis, he's always up there in home runs and RBIs, and he actually has a decent on-base percentage too.
John, I'm interested. Who are your top five prospects in this organization right now?
Oh, man, Bill, that'd really be putting me on the spot. I'd have to kind of go back and think about that. I think he could kind of go at different levels. I would probably go, if you look at the upper levels, I would probably say Colin Ray, as you said, is clear and head and shoulders above everybody else.
That's my number one.
I would say Alex Dickerson, but when you start looking down at the lower A and high A guys, you see a lot more, you know, kind of projection about what people could potentially be. I know Michael Geddes doesn't have the numbers right now, but he's been very impressive in just keeping his head above water. Rudy Giron is a good guy at Fort Wayne. You know, Lake Elsinore, kind of an underrated player, is Ryan Miller. But I think in order to just kind of pop out a top five, I'd have to kind of sit down and think about that a little more to give you a better answer.
Well, let me ask you about another, you know, lower level guy right now that's in the news because of a recent promotion. And we're talking to John Conniff of Mad Friars. He's on the Cholula Hotline, travels around, checks out the Padres minor league system. Nick Torres, outfielder, young guy, drafted last year, really doing a nice job in Fort Wayne, and recently promoted to high A Elsinore.
Yeah, I wrote a story on him for Fox Sports, and I thought that the really interesting part about Nick was when he had drafted last year, he kind of, you know, had so-so numbers, and that kind of can help Padres fans when you're looking at some of the draft picks. There's so much going on with these guys when they kind of get drafted, then a lot of times they got to sit and they got to wait. And then these games come really quick in the short season, and sometimes you don't really see what type of player they are. So when Nick had kind of a little bit of time off, got a chance to go to spring training, knew he was going to be in high A or low A, he put up some really solid numbers. He's an outfielder out of Cal Poly, can play both right and left field, have a good arm. You know, doesn't really have the big numbers in terms of putting the ball over the fence. Was one of the leaders in extra base hits and doubles. Yeah, players really liked him a lot. Francisco Morales just raved about it. You know, it's leadership in the locker room and getting people going, and he's definitely someone to watch. And hopefully, people can drive the 15 and see him play.
What kind of guy does he project to be? I mean, we read outfielder Nick Torres. So, what kind of outfielder do you think he could be if things go well at the big league level? And I know that that's probably a couple years away at earliest.
Yeah, that's kind of a little too much, I think, to project. I mean, in the best case scenario, he's a guy who can play right field, maybe hit about a 20 home runs a year. But in order to get there, he's going to have to kind of get a little bit better recognition on pitches and know which ones he can really drive out of the park. And when I interviewed Nick, he said that's part of his game he's working on. And, you know, when you talk to the development people at the Padres, they say they're always much more focused on someone learning how to hit and hit well, and then have the power come. So we'll probably have a better idea. That projection I said can come true in about a year or two from now.
Speaking of pitch recognition, what do you think of the recent, the last 12 games by Hunter Renfro at Double A?
You know, when I saw Hunter, I was on with Jesse in May, and he just looked totally lost at the plate. You know, he was working on mechanical things, and he was working on mental things. And the Padres even set him out of the lineup for a couple times for a 2- and 3-day period just to get him working on certain things. But once Hunter comes around, he's been incredible. He's got, you know, probably the most tools than anybody in the system. I don't know. I think I'd like to see a little bit more sustained. He kind of did this a little bit last year, as you know, in Lake Elsinore. He kind of had a tough first month, and the numbers really came. But I kind of like to see another good month from Hunter. But, you know, there's a lot to like. He's in an amazing run right now.
Yeah, trending in the right direction, and sometimes that's all you can ask for these guys because it is so up and down at the minor league level. John Conniff travels around, checks out the Padres minor league teams, writes about them on MattFriars.com, on Twitter at MattFriars. You can also read them on FoxSportsSanDiego.com. Always good to catch up with you, man. Appreciate the time, and enjoy El Paso.
Hey, thanks, Bill. Thanks, Jesse. You guys have a good day.
You too. John. That's John Conniff on the Cholula Hotline. Cholula Hot Sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. Take a break when we come back. How about Bill will give us his top five in the Padres system? Let him answer that question that he asked John. This is Padres Social Hour presented by United.